Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Strap in, legends. Today's episode is loaded with laughs, yarns, and a few surprises. You're in the sheds with the Lads Podcast, and it's about to get loose.
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity. Ain't it? You got a few things up your sleeve by the sounds of that, but before we fucking do anything, I'm going to crack that fucking door open again, bruz, and get something out of there. Today, we're actually kindly sponsored again by the old fucking cup of tea.
Yeah, so if anyone actually knows anyone from Captain Morgan, we are pretty much, I think it's about time he's come on board.
I reckon if this could be...
I'll even quit CCs if you guys sponsor us.
I could intravenous this straight in.
Hey, mate, how good is it? I've even broken into a horse float and tried to fucking rob people
this
stuff. Didn't I? Oh, that's a good crack.
Yeah, I was happy with that. Solid. I reckon that both
solid. Yeah, solid. I reckon nines. It's even.
Righto. Well,
cheers,
fucking,
bros.
Cheers, mate.
Happy bum.
Happy fucking Monday.
It is so.
Monday afternoon, Monday night, back in the podcast studio. And yeah, how's your Monday been?
Monday was longer and harder than primary school. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a struggle? What was going on?
Oh, just fucking work, pretty much. Like.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got home from Torben Lee. So I done the swing up there. Got home Saturday night. Turn up, sort of have a day off at home on Sunday.
Yeah.
And fucking straight back into it on Monday at like fucking 3:30. Did I?
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't I? But yeah, no, look, mate, they're all first world problems. They're problems that some people would prefer to have. So I'm not going to sit there and bitch and whinge about my day or my life because it's actually pretty fucking good.
Excellent. Good. Great. Fucking amazing.
Yours?
But before we get into that, I just want to say shout out to our new listeners. We've got a bunch of new listeners on board.
Mate, and Instagram, like...
Yeah.
We've actually got to the 500... We got to the 500th follower. So I'm actually going to send them out a cap. I don't care. I haven't even fucking spoke to you about this. We'll send them a cap.
Have you?
I've actually screenshotted who it was, so I can't remember the name at the moment.
You'll have to reach
out. We should send them one, and the 1,000th one will send you a cap as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sticker.
It's really good to see more on board, and I mean, it's just those little steps, isn't
it? It is, mate. It's grown, and that's it was Big Sexy on the Dead Ass podcast that it said to us, celebrate the little wins.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are little wins. Like, we're not out there to conquer the fucking
world.
They are little wins. So good for me, good for you, bloody.
Absolutely. And even on Spotify, we can see a bit of data on the background there. And fuck me, I just showed you some numbers. Yeah. And it's pretty cool to see numbers grow. Like, I know we do this.
And you know why, though? Because it's, and I think Tommy Dahl actually said to me, he said, just keep on chiseling away. Mm. It's not, it's just keep on doing it. And it's like today, I fucking 100% did not want to be here.
Ah, fuck no.
But it's always good to catch up with you, and like absolutely. We deliberately don't fucking talk all week.
Too much. Because, yeah.
Yeah, it's very limited.
So shout out to our new listeners on board. If you don't know, we've got social medias. We've got TikTok. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook. So check us out on those platforms. Yep. Search The Lads Podcast or The Lads Potty on either of them, and you'll get us on there as well.
Yeah, and join the community and join in. This is as much as everyone else's show as it is ours. So join in.
Absolutely.
Give us a yarn. Give us a story. Give us a fuck off. Give us, tell us you don't like us. Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
Fucking bring it on.
Yeah. And if you don't like us, fucking send it to a friend that you don't like so they don't like us either. So
yeah, that's gold. Mate, yeah, that's good. My Monday, you can go and get fucked and go eat a big bag
why?
Of balls.
What happened? What's
actually
the
had a really fucking
factor?
Had a really good weekend. I won't go over my weekend just yet, but just you know, I don't know. Okay, so this morning I didn't go to gym, and I think that could have been a start of something because you know and it might not be gym, but if you don't start the morning out the way that you intended to start your morning, so I intended to go to gym, and I didn't. So I think that might have. Sort of triggered a little bit of why didn't I? Yeah, I was lazy. I was lazy. Let's just put it down to I was fucking lazy.
Were ya?
Yeah. And so that didn't happen. And so moving on to the work day, it just seemed to a few things happened and it triggered.
You were out of routine.
It triggered something that normally would like something happened and I don't want to go into the nuts and bolts of it, but it normally would be something I would just fucking whatever to it. Whatever.
Yep.
And let the fucking thing go in the part, you know, just roll off the back and who gives a fuck. But for some reason it just kept going in my head.
Yep.
And then I couldn't get out of my head. So this is what we do this podcast for, is a little bit about, you know, mental health and men talking and getting in your shed and get out of your head. And that's why I was looking forward to coming here tonight, having a, you know, even though we crack tins and crack beers, that's not the answer.
No, it's
to
not
anyone's
the
problem.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
But talking to people and getting things off your chest, whether it's your family member, your best friend, your wife, your girlfriend, your son and daughter, whoever, just talking to someone is absolutely the answer to it. Because this afternoon I had a fucking amazing chat to a good mate of mine, and he sort of put into perspective about, because I said to him, listen, I didn't start my day off the way I intended to. I didn't go to gym. And then I know when I go to gym or if my day starts off the way I sort of interpreted or manifested the way that I wanted my day to start off, I don't know. I think that then you start your day already not on a high. It doesn't matter if it's gym or eating breakfast or
making your bed
or going for a walk or playing the guitar before you go to work. Whatever that thing is that you were looking forward to doing first thing, if you didn't do
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What? I think that puts me in a bit of a headspace of, okay, I've already fucked something up today.
Yeah, and you roll down that thing. And nothing bad is actually going to happen from you not doing that. You're allowed to have a day off. You're allowed to fucking go, fuck it, I'm not doing anything today. And some days I just want to go, I want to be grumpy. And no one's going to fucking change it.
But the thing is, I don't like to be grumpy. I actually like to be happy. And
no one does. But I just think some days you've actually just got to go,
I will write.
And
this
like, it's actually one. That's one of the things I actually want to talk to you about. This potty.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know they say the saying is there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yep.
Well, there fucking is. And is fuck there? Me. And if you keep on fucking asking them, you can fuck off.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that, but there is such thing as a stupid question. And yeah, so
there, oh, there absolutely is.
Yeah, so but that old saying is no such thing. Yes, there is.
Well, that was funny you bring that up because part of my today thing was a fucking stupid question.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, when those people sort of ask those stupid questions, they go, I actually want to be a better human, but I can't be right now, so I'm fucking sorry. No, I'm not. I'm actually not even fucking sorry. You're going to get it.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, fuck off. So fuck off. Don't ask stupid questions.
So what do you do about that? Do you just write a day off or write, okay, for the next 3 hours I'm going to be grumpy? Or like, is that something that you just go, fuck it, I'm just going to put my feet up?
I think the only time I come across those sorts of situations like you were actually saying with that is the days that I get out of bed. I'm tired. I'm overworked. Definitely over. Yeah, fucked. So I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah.
And I get up and I go, I should be doing something else except for sitting on the lounge here or doing fuck all. Yeah. But some days you actually deserve that. Some days you actually need to sit down and do fuck all.
Yep.
But my mind just goes, are you lazy cunt?
Yeah.
You've got so much to do.
Yeah.
But you need it. And again, all my problems are first world problems.
Yep.
They're not fucking third world problems. So you just need to pick up your little fucking socks.
Mm.
It's like driving here tonight, just going, fucking, I'd much rather be sitting at home having a beer on the couch.
Yeah.
Doing fuck all. But now we're here, I'm fucking happy. Mm. So, yeah.
And I think that's the point of it. I think, you know, when you are in your head, don't spend too much time there. And I know
get out of there.
I fucking spent way too much time. And I know I was doing it, but I guess I didn't reach out. You know, I was working. And I know fucking today I kind of went around in a few circles because I was not on the job. You know what I mean? So when you're not on the job, you're not accomplishing things faster or doing things or achieving things the way you normally would.
Yep.
Then that's kind of a double whammy, if not a triple whammy, depending on what's going on. And I also know that the people that were coming in today into the business, I actually kind of probably didn't give them enough time of the day either.
Yep.
So then I look back on that and I'm like, fucking hell, Steve, you kind of...
You got to be better.
You kind of fucked that day up.
Did you?
Yeah, I feel like I did.
Well, but you can pick up on that point and go, yeah, well, that's my trigger points. Tomorrow I'm going to be better.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I know that. But I think, you know, bouncing off our mate this afternoon who just sort of brought back up to me about, you know, when you don't make your bed in the morning, when you don't go to gym or when you don't play that guitar first in the morning, when you set yourself up for success... You kind of...
It's a snowball.
It doesn't matter what happens. You kind of just get into that mindset of the worst thing could happen today. I'll deal with it. I'll assess it. I'll, you know, action it, whatever it needs to be, and I'll move on.
Yep.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm just getting goosebumps after that. Yeah,
just don't don't live rent-free in your head a little too long.
Yeah,
just
well, today was one of those days. So I'm glad we got back in the shed here tonight, mate. And like I said, the alcohol's not the the fix, but
no,
the conversation...
No, that's just what we do on the potty, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. So anyway, that was my fucked up Monday.
Mate, that's look, and it's good to get off your chest.
Absolutely. It's off now, it's done. Everyone listening just got a bit of fucking stiff fucking fucked and up Monday.
It's funny when you actually listen to someone else, it might be Joe Rogan, could be fucking the dead ass, could be anyone else, but you see someone else having a little bit of a problem, you go, Oh, they do it too.
Yeah.
You go, it's not just me.
And that's the thing. Like I might come on this podcast and everyone might, or not everyone, but try and be a, you know, happy Steve and an excited Stiffy.
Sometimes you want to be
but
sad
sometimes
Stiffy.
You just got to, you know, tell it how it is.
The Stiffy wants to look at the ground and not be so.
Talking about Stiffy, you wouldn't believe what was on last night. The fucking American Pie movie, but it was like the third one. It was like the American Wedding. So we're not Stifler, but... one of the main characters. They were getting married anyway, so it's like that. It's like the third part of the series, and Stifler's on there last night. I'm sort of looking at Stifler, and I'm like, fucking, you know, people. Anyway,
yeah, because it was quite a few years afterwards too. So this is
yeah.
The new Stiffy.
Anyway, it was kind of like watching, not watching myself, but just you know, Steve Stifler, all that sort of shit came up last night. Yes. Righto. My first fucking subject I wanted to bring up now that I've got that all off my chest, and I might just have a little suck on the on Captain.
Yes, reach out to us.
Oh, fuck, they go down way too
easy. Oh, they are good, aren't they? They're delicious.
I'm so glad you brought them into my life.
Like, no, it wasn't me. That was fucking Pinky.
Oh, thanks, Pinky.
Yeah, Pinky brought them over. So
actually, you did
it's,
too.
It's, yeah, life-changing.
Righto, footpath etic.
Mm.
I want to run you through a scenario. Footpath etic. Okay, pedestrians, only pedestrians walking on the footpath. Someone's coming towards you. What's the common courtesy?
Shoulder charge them. No, I'm fucking over them. Like, in Brisbane, it's like I seem to be always giving way to everyone else. But they just walk this fucking aimless little route, whether that's their path in life and that's what they're going to do. But I always seem to be stepping away from other fuckers walking with their heads in their phone or fucking just on a beeline. But I'm the one that fucking...
Yeah, yeah. Given what, so you're moving all the time.
I seem to be moving. Well, to myself, I said, everyone's just fucking rude. Like, it's just, just give way. It should be like on the road. Stay to your fucking right.
So is that just because you're aware of your surroundings and people like what you're talking about, maybe in the city where there's a lot of people, they're just used to that.
But they just, they just march on. Then no fucks given. Not a single fucking...
Should you drop a shoulder?
I'm fucking thinking about it.
Especially when you know you're in the right. And like, you know what I mean? Like if
rude.
All right. So if you're a pedestrian and another pedestrian is coming towards you, is it like road rules? Stay to the left?
It should be.
Stay to the left.
It should be.
Okay. So if someone's coming at you with a head in the phone and they're kind of in the middle to the right.
I'm fucking just about there.
Are you ready to drop a shoulder?
Just to go.
Fucking buntang.
Yeah. See you, bye.
Okay.
Mm.
What about if it's an old lady? You're not going to do it, are you? She's not
depends
in her phone.
Depends if she's got a Zimmer frame or a walking stick. Like fucking...
So she can bash you with it.
Yeah, bash me. Yeah. Or a fucking mobility scooter. Right, like so fucking run the fuck over.
Let's just say it's a 20-year-old dude in his phone. You're going to shoulder him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel like doing it. I'm not going to do it. But I'm just going, why am I always the cunt giving
That's
away?
What I mean. That's what I mean. Like, should you just go...
You should. I think should you just need go, to give these a fucking...
Be aware of your surroundings. Yeah. Look.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Look up, fucker.
Look up.
All right.
And half the fuckers are not even on their phone. They're just fucking walking around aimlessly. And just going, oh, did you? Like fucking, I hate it.
Yeah.
It fucking really bores me.
All right,
my
so piss. That's walking. What about if you're on a push bike and they're on a push bike, or like you're on a scooter and they're on a scooter? It should be
my
the same.
My scooter's faster than everyone else's scooter, so I'm just going around them.
It should be the same etic, isn't it? You should be, road rules, stay the left, stay the left. If you're coming up behind a pedestrian, you do the right thing of getting around. Okay. Yep. All right. What about, and this is where I'm getting to, is what's your thoughts on, you know, the mobility scooters, the old people mobility scooters?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be on the road because they're fucking too old. They'll get run over. They'll cause an accident.
Yeah, but they're normally on the footpath.
So they should be on the footpath.
Yeah.
They should be on the footpath.
Yeah.
You're walking on the footpath.
Mm-hmm.
You're approaching someone in a mobility scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Should you just get off the road so you don't get run over, go onto the grass, or should that person in the mobility scooter, because now they're taking up the whole fucking footpath, should they be courtesy and get half off?
I'm actually going to be that old person that actually holds my ground and fucking runs you the fuck over.
You're not going to give...
Nah, I think all my fucks by then will be given. And I'm going to be a fucking pest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a serial pest.
Stay on the concrete.
I'm going to fucking soup this thing up. It's going to be fast.
Yeah, put wheelie bars
on it. It's going to have fucking wide wheels. It's going to... Fuck the flag. It's going to have no flag. It's going to have a stereo. Mm. But yeah, I will be... I think once you get to that age, I think they think it's actually a God-given right.
Do you think they don't want to get off the road onto the grass or concrete onto the grass because it sort of...
Could get bogged?
Well, when you're sitting on it, it's rough as... You know, it's rough to get off. It's not a smooth transition. So I think, you know, I'm in a headspace where if I see someone coming and like that, I would get onto the grass myself to be courtesy. But I did see it the other day. I saw it the other day. This old gentleman, he's... He wasn't even that old, but you know when you see them, they just use it because maybe they don't have a license anymore or whatever. And then there was the young fellas getting around town at the moment on those e-bikes.
Mm.
Popping monos, doing all the fucking cool stuff. Like, fuck yeah. There was nearly a head on. The e-bike kids are like, fuck, man, get off the road. Bah. And then the fucking old grandpa's like,
yeah, nah,
get out of me way, you young cunts.
Yep.
And it was this off. Nearly fucking this bang on thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I think I've got too much respect to actually not get off the footpath and get on the grass for an old person.
Yeah.
Someone that's 193 kilos and 23, I'm probably going to fucking stay storm.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking,
Just
I'm just going to charge down the middle and that fat fucker's going to run me over. Not that we're fat shaming people, sorry.
If anyone's got a story about this, how do they call it in?
And what do you do? Like, is, what's the etiquette? Like, well, fucking, especially in the Brisbane city and shit. Yeah. So what do you do?
And down the Gold Coast, like I'm sure, or New Zealand. Well, New Zealand fucking New listeners Zealand. Are going. New Zealand. Our New Zealand numbers are going massive. So anyone in the NZ, give us a fucking call in. I want to hear your, any of your fucking fuck offs or anything about that, about your footpath etiquette.
Yeah.
How do they call it in, bruh?
Mate, they get their Nokia 3610 out and get the voice recording, do a voice recording and send it to theladspotty@gmail.com. It's that fucking easy. Anyone can do it.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Righto. That's enough of footpathing.
Mate, that's but it's a good talk though. Like
absolutely.
They can fuck off.
Absolutely. I probably don't walk enough on footpaths, but I always try and be kind. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good way to be, is actually be kind.
Mm.
Sometimes you can't.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Next one. Have you got something? Or do you want me to
how good are Brisbane sporting teams at the moment?
Did you watch the footy?
So the I only got home. Oh, no, not the Broncos. I watched the Lions. So I got home Saturday night. I got home in the last 5 minutes to watch the mighty Lions fucking get up and roll.
Oh, how good was it?
Mate, it was that. So that's their third grand final. So they've won one, lost one. Yep. So this one, who knows? But yeah, fucking go the Lions.
Absolutely.
I'll jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, fucking know. Especially now that the in the AFL and the league, we've got the Lions and the fucking Broncos. Yeah,
so the Broncos are in the semi-finals.
Correct.
So if they win...
It's straight through the finals.
It's straight through the finals. Yeah. So
Canberra Raiders lost. They won minor premiership, right?
Yep.
And they've just lost two in a row. They're out.
Yep.
Fucking... Anyway, but that's
the Broncos in Penrith too.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yeah. So do you, how much do you reckon Broncos will win?
Fucking, mate, I think Penrith's on a bit of a roll, to be honest. So I actually don't want the Penrith to win because it'll be five in a row if the cunts get to the finals.
And the Tommy Dahl's team too. So I reckon if Broncos win.
I want the Broncos to win.
If Broncos win, you should get your nipple pierced.
No, I've made a bet with that. It's the shooting.
You should get another one, so.
No, I'm not. I've made one bet. Mate,
two. Oh.
No, there's a bet done.
Fine.
We've got to go shooting for that.
When is that going to happen, by the way?
I guess we need to plan it for, what are we in, September? We need to plan it for October at some stage. We've got to work.
I think we've already got something else planned in October too, don't we? Don't you? Isn't...
What are you talking about?
What was that thing at the water skiing...
That's the long weekend.
Yeah.
The first weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up at the sunny coast. We're gonna go away.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Nat can't come because she's already got a horse event on. But I'm trying to bring Jake out with me. I'll bring him along.
Yeah, we probably can't do any shooting there. That would have been really nice to G that up there. Some shooting. But it's too populated.
Yeah, it is the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, it's too populated.
No, let's not bring any fireworks.
Would have been nice to do it there, actually. Yeah. But no, can't do it.
No, shouldn't. Can't. Wouldn't.
Wouldn't.
Did ya? Didn't we?
But we I don't know. We'll have to put some thought into that. Because maybe we do a day trip somewhere and do... But maybe it's too short of a time.
Yeah.
We should...
Well, it's not this weekend coming. It's the weekend after.
Yeah. Actually, this weekend, this Saturday, I'm fucking going to the beach, bruh.
Oh yeah,
gonna be beached as. Yeah, we're gonna go. We're actually gonna go up to Double Island. We're gonna do some beach driving and some fishing and some fishing, some drinking, as in water, not drinking. And blah, 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 blah. But yeah, just gonna do a little bit of adventuring.
Yep.
Kai hasn't done too much beach driving. He has, but with me,
He'll own it.
So now I want him to just, you know, get in his four-wheel drive and go four-wheel driving.
Yep.
And just, you know, just be that last sort of stepping stone before he has that confidence and just fucking do it himself.
He'll own it.
Absolutely. So can't wait for this weekend. Now, my next one I wanted to bring up on the weekend, part of the weekend. Actually, a lot's happened on the weekend. Fuck, I crammed. Well, Carm and I.
Had a fucking real busy weekend.
We crammed a fuck ton in over the weekend. Now, one of the ones I wanted to bring up was I had to go down to the river block and move. We've got property that we irrigate. The dad, Roddy, they irrigate the cultivation. And since we've had a few big floods last season, the submersible pump has been on the piss down in the river. So we've had to fix this up. Pretty much it was just, you know, leaning over on the piss. We kind of just needed to stand it up so it's vertical again and it's in a deeper part of the river so that when we turn the pump on, we don't have any issues. Sounds really simple. Except it's fucking heavy as fuck. It weighs like, I don't know how much it weighs, but even underwater, you know, things get lighter underwater. Yep. Holy fuck, this thing's just...
So what, your balls deep in there trying to fucking pick it up?
Up to our neck.
Neck, and then trying to pick it up.
Trying to manipulate it. So it's got three lines running to it, which is a big steel cable to hold it so it doesn't get washed away in the flood. It's got the lay flat hose, which is the irrigation hose, and then it's got the power cable coming in. So there's three lines, and all we had to do is really lift it up and move it. At one stage, we got it into place and Rodney was on one side of it and I'm on sort of the other. Anyway, it all went wrong for a split second. It fell over and Rodney was under it and his leg got caught and then I saw his head go down and I'm like, oh, I thought he sort of just...
Why are you smiling?
Because
it's your brother.
Yeah. So I thought he's... You know when you fall over in the water and you go under, you lose your balance, you go under? Well, he went down and then I'm waiting for him to come back up. And he just got up to sort of catch, you know, when you catch your lips sort of just come above the water and you might suck a bit of water in, you get a bit of air and you're good to go for another like 3 seconds. That happened. And there was a split second where I'm like, oh, fuck, this cunt's in trouble. No, I did the whole laugh.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, fuck, that might be. So, but I've got my hands on this thing holding it so that it doesn't fall over more. So then I try to pick it up so he gets his leg out. And it just all, I'm looking at him going, are you right? And anyway, his head's underwater. And then he sort of came back up and it all happened that quick where then he sort of dragged his leg out and he scratched himself up because obviously the weight of it and he just ended up pulling his leg out, you know, like, so it scratched him up pretty bad. But there was that, split second where I went, oh, fuck, that was close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it happened real quickly and then he came up and he was, you know, he was like, we're all laughing about it, but he was like, fucking hell. Couldn't breathe.
You nearly drowned Rodney.
Yeah, he nearly drowned him.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Fuck. That escalated really quick. It just went from, right, we'll just, oh, and the old boy and Carmen, what are they doing? The old boy's up on the bank video camera in it.
I want to see this.
And he's up there bloody saying, just move this, do this, do that, do this. You know, and Carmen's up there just giggling, having a laugh and whatnot. And me and Rod are in the water trying to move this fucking thing and I nearly drowned him. You know, it's one of those things where if it could have gone all wrong. And I, you know, never wish that on anyone, but it's be like, fuck, if it did pin him worse, I kind of don't know if I would have picked
get
it up.
Second, you get that superhuman fucking strength and shit.
Yeah, you
do. Old man actually tells the same story. So they sort of grew up on the river and that as well. And they were doing something to the body, to the submergible pump or the bore and shit like that. Had to move something. And the grandfather, so old pa, was fucking, he was a hard old bastard. Like, he was just hard. Like, he was fucking tough and everything. And the old man was standing behind him and he was fucking giving him a fucking mouthful. So he just picked up his fucking foot and just kicked him straight in the fucking river.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't come home for like a couple of days or so, but kicked him in the river. Yeah. Gumboots on and shit. So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But, mate, accidents can fucking happen real quick.
That's the thing. They seem to just happen. They happen and they're either a bad accident where you're like, fuck, that happened, or they're a good accident where a split second later you're like, fuck, that was close.
Superhuman.
Fucking hell.
Yep. Always check yourself. take five, do a start card, yeah, sign the swims.
There was none of that.
All that sort of shit.
Yeah.
There was no... farmers.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no thought process. Get in there, get it done, and get the fuck out.
That's what it was, hey? Well, we'll just get in and see how we go.
Suck it and see.
Right, Brad, I'm going to take a piss.
Hiya. Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Shout out, Tommy. How's that stubby cooler that he did for Jimmy Judge?
Jimmy Judge.
And then Jimmy did a little video there the other day.
Thank you, Jimmy, for that. Absolutely. So I think actually Jimmy might be coming on.
Yeah. So
it'll be a little while, but yeah.
In about a month or so. Yep. So in mid-October, I think he's moving back
down
the
Gold Coast. Should we do an eating challenge with him?
We'll have to.
No. What about you, Kyle?
Can we do something that we might win at? Not the eating challenge. Anyway, we'll have to talk about that. But, you know, Jimmy's going to come on soon. He's got a bit on, and then I think he's back on the GC.
He's a busy man, isn't he?
Fuck, he
gets around.
An absolute true legend, eh?
And mate, what a gentleman. Like, he's just so polite all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's just,
So shout out for doing that little video and sharing that, mate. And thanks, TC Coolers, Tommy.
Yep, for whipping that up on the day, by the way.
On the day. Anyone that, like that ad just said, anyone that needs fucking...
Yeah, if you got a rust job, mate, fucking give him a ring. He might charge you the world, but yeah, he won't. But yeah, no, you'll charge you fairly, but he will actually get stuff done. So.
Yeah. That's the go. What's next, brah?
Mate, I've actually got a couple little things here. So we've got a mutual mate that sent me a video of him changing the blades on his lawnmower. So the game is you've got to guess who it is. So we've got a few mutual mates and stuff like that. So so it's got a video of an old mower going that is like 12 months old and a new mower coming because he had to change the blades on it. So that's how he done it. Just buy a new mower.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you three goes.
I don't need three goes.
You don't? Okay, go.
He does this with registration on motorbikes.
On motorbikes as well. So, actually, we're not even going to call you out. You know who you are, and we know you listen and stuff.
So, did he buy a new mower?
He bought a new mower. And he's actually sent me a video. He said, this is how I changed the mower blades and just buy a new mower with blades on it.
Yeah.
So, fucking shout out to you.
I like it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that video.
It had me giggling for a little while.
Did he do up a video where it drives away and then comes back like,
I'll show it to you after this. So, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, good on you.
The other thing I want to talk to was the Flathead Classics on this weekend coming.
Oh,
yeah. One of the other guests I would like to get back on is Benno.
Yes.
So he's actually changed his team up this year.
Right. Has it been a year already?
It's been a year.
Fucking hell, right.
Since he gave us those lures and come on. So we'll actually definitely get him back on. And I'd like to get...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
New teammate back on, so he's actually teamed up with his son,
Jai. Yep.
So he's the spit out of his old man's mouth. Yeah, he's fucking, mate, the same horse, different.
So was that a 1 day event or a 3 day event?
Oh, I think it's a couple day event.
Yeah.
It might be three or something like that. But this will be his first year, so fishing outside the team, and just him and his son in that one team. So, yeah, I caught up with those guys yesterday and had a few beers with them. And, yeah, he's super excited about it. So I'd definitely like to get him back on and have a bit of a yarn about that and the father and son goal. It's like bloody you and Kai and that going up doing bloody Don River Bash, and that's what it's about. It's
absolutely
it's bonding with them, and
correct.
And I think Jai actually might be a better fisherman than Benno at the moment. So.
Oh.
Yeah, really? No, he is.
Yeah, right.
He's got a couple of little sponsors and shit going on. So he's
Yeah, but going good. I know Benno. He was saying on the potty that he would rather flick the big lures out and trying to get the big fish, than it like quality over quantity was what I think he said.
Yeah.
So
very fucking passionate about the sport. So.
Absolutely. So, mate, I've got a few call-ins that I want to get through because we've been harassed by fucking our mate Boots with a few.
Have we?
So I just want to play a couple more of that he sent in.
Have Thomas made the stubby cooler up for Boots last win?
I don't know. We'll have to...
I'll get on to him.
We'll have to...
I'll get on to him.
We'll have to G that up. Righto. So here's a couple of play-ins I want to get... I just want to get rid of them because they're fucking funny. And shout out to your Boots. I actually had a little conversation with him on the weekend. Well, via Snap. Yeah, via Snap.
Yep.
That was good. He's a funny fuck, eh?
Yeah.
He's a funny fuck. We'll have to get him on. Good cunt. He's a good cunt.
Yeah, be a good cunt.
He's a good cunt.
Yeah.
Righto, here's the first one.
Boys. Boots again. Still here. Still in and on. So, this story is about the time that I slept with a mother and daughter. I went out to Dalby with a mate to go pick up an engine crane, and he dropped me at the pub to go pick up the engine crane, and he never rang me when he was coming to get me. So I went from the Cry out to the Royal, and old love was there. She was 56. I was 23. She got her tits out.
Did she?
Get out, pub. No, can't be in here. Get out. And I was like, I'm fucking following her. She looks like fun. So I followed her back to her house, stayed there the night. Did the deed, you know, had a great time. Wake up the next morning, walked out of a room to my mate ringing me. He was out the front trying to pick me up. Walked out, went to go pick my boots up, and the daughter's sitting there. She's like, you kept me up all night.
Oh, did you?
And I said, oh, and I wasn't even in your room. And she's not funny. And I was like, yeah, it is pretty funny. So I left. Went back home, back into Toowoomba, fucking rah rah. Ended up back out there 2 weeks later for work, and I had to stay for 2 nights. Ended up back at the Royal having dinner. And guess who walked in? The old bird and her daughter. And the daughter came straight over to me and sat down. And she said, well, you know, I did hear Mum all night the other night, so I'm kind of intrigued. And I was like, well, I kept you up all night without even being in your room, so do you want to see if I can keep you up all night anyway? And she said, well, yeah, come on then. So I went back there again to the same house, woke up the next morning, walked out of the room, and the mother's sitting there going, you kept me up all night. And I was like, oh, it's a revolving door, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
So that was the time I fucked a mother and daughter. But anyway, love you, boys. Stay in yourselves. Booey.
That story had more bangs than a fucking revolving door, didn't it?
He's a fucking menace, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
I reckon he's got a million yarns that he could just roll.
Oh, yeah. And when we met him, he was, I think he ended his night fairly quickly that night. But, yeah.
Well, you know, it was a big day.
It was a big, big day. It was a big day.
It was a bit on. It was a big weekend.
Yeah, thanks for that, Boots.
Thanks, Boots. I think there's a stubby cooler coming already for you, bruh.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this one is a bit interesting. I'll just play it. I think you know this one.
I am fucking so fucking dirty. I've just driven like fucking 4 hours to get to Maribara after a fucking 8-hour shift. And all I wanted was a fucking nice pizza. Not one of them fucking crusty fucking Dean Domino fucking things. And I wait 15 minutes to get out of Maribara. And they're all fucking closed. Don't open Monday. Open Tuesday. Fucking 4:30. Well, La Family, fucking you can fuck off.
Jesus Christ. You're angry.
I was angry, and I had had a fucking big day, and I'm just going, I'm not going to go and eat camp food. I'm going to fucking pull in. I'm going to get a nice pizza. These things are fucking thick, and they're nice, and I'm going to take some of that for lunch tomorrow.
Yep.
And I'm probably going to eat it the day after. So in my head, I've manifested this nice
fucking
feed.
Awesome
this
pizza.
Fucking not one of them fucking Domino crusty fuckers.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it on the thing, and it says not open, opens at 4:30.
Yeah.
So I'm driving through and I'm like, fucking, I'm actually like, I'm invested in this thing. Like, I'm fucking just looking at the clock going, I need to set, like, because I run by the clock. I go, I'm like 15 minutes out of Maribor, it's going to be ready. I pick it up. I fucking drive in. I set my fucking shit up at camp and I'm done.
Yeah.
And I get there and it's still closed. Like, fucking, and then I look at it and it's go, closed Mondays.
Oh, I go, do they?
Fucking, oh. I was off them.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm already en route to it because I've put in the directions thing out of Google.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of Maribor. I actually didn't need to be in the middle of Maribor. I could have fucking skirted Maribor. So I'm fucking off it. So I went fucking, I had to send you one. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went and got Domino's pizza.
Oh, you didn't.
I fucking did.
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
But it did make me feel better.
Obviously,
by
you
fucking,
want, obviously you wanted pizza. Like, there was no...
I felt like pizza. Yeah. And it was the same on the way home. Like, I'm coming home, I'm going, I want fucking sushi. And there's a sushi place at fucking a servo at the twin servos at buddy, the Shells. No, the one back. Glen... near Roy's Road there anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's not fucking open. So I didn't fucking eat anything.
Oh.
I just... I want what I want. Yeah. I get so overworked on the little things and yep. just go, I don't want anything else. But yeah, Domino's, pizzas, be better. La Family, pizzas in Maribor are really, really good. So
just not on a Monday.
Just not on a Monday. Who doesn't?
The Chinese shop in Bow Desert are shut Tuesdays. It's a weird day.
Tuesday's fine, but Monday... That's different. Like, Monday, I was Tuesday. Driving there on Monday. I wanted fucking that pizza.
Yeah.
But it's you get in your head and you go, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. I want that. And didn't get it. So.
Didn't get it.
Yeah. So you can fuck off. But that is proof that anyone can actually ring in because it's pretty easy. So
fuck yeah. If you did it, anyone can do it.
Mm.
Right. I've got last one from Boots and we'll call it
Barney the Purple Dinosaur and Boner Man. How are you? Boots again. I've just been a prick now and just keep ringing you.
fucking keep
Got up. A yarn I want to tell about the time that I got banned from a town. So went out to this town, I'm not going to say the name of it, for the show and went to my mate's house. Well, I went to my mate's house, then went to the pub and then come back to my mate's house and dropped my phone out of the car. Day one, dropped my phone out of the car. Went back to the pub looking for it, come back. Then found the phone on the driveway.
Yeah.
Run over. Yeah. Fucked. So no phone. 6 hours away from Toowoomba. Day two, the show went on. Went there, went to the show, got on the piss. Watched a bloke get tasered. Laughed at the coppers and said, you wouldn't tase anyone else, would you? And old mate turned around and said to me, he's like, mate, if you don't fuck off, I'll tase you. And I went, ah, well, I might like it. And he didn't like that. So I got escorted out of the show. And I was, had a bit on, I was pretty fucking, pretty full. So I started walking.
I'm fucking surprised.
Trying to go back to my mate's house. Ended up at the wrong end of the town, got in the wrong car that I thought was my mate's, reversed it into another car, got pulled out of that said car by the owner of the car, punched in the face, and then the owner of the other car came up to me with a fucking shotgun and said, move on.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I did. I ran. I left. And then the next day, I got escorted out of the town by the police and told never to come back.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah. I would say good times, great country, but it wasn't a good time. But good country, but not a good time.
I can actually vision.
Be good or be good at it. Love yous.
Hey, thanks, Boots.
Love you too, Boots, mate. And yeah, keep them coming. But yeah, there's... Yeah, I can actually see him
getting being absolutely
that sort of menace.
Well, he's been getting kicked out like that live show. He got fucking booted out of there.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he got asked to leave.
Mate, if you're good at something, just keep on doing it. Exactly. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that sort of, and you know, I got booted off the island, you know, Fraser Island that time. It sort of sparked a memory for me.
Actually removed from
I'm sure I've said this story.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I got removed.
Did you?
I was yelled at by the sergeant on Fraser. I won't drop any names, but he was a sergeant. Well, there you go. I've already said he was a sergeant of Fraser Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was yelled at to leave. And yeah.
So how did you leave? What time of night was this? Talk to me. Why? What happened?
You know what?
Yeah, you're going to tell it because
I'd actually, yeah, but there were so many of us there that I kind of probably need to leave this for one of the boys to say. I reckon they'd give it a better. But anyway, short story is we didn't get escorted off the island. We were instructed to leave ASAP right there and then. And yeah,
so in the middle of the day, so you just go back
and get on the barge. Yeah, it was mid-afternoon. We're up at Orchid Beach, mid-afternoon. So he was chasing us down for a while. And by the time he caught us, he was a very angry police officer. He actually, you know when you got to get out of a car quick, right? And you know, on driving on sand, your car stops pretty quick, right? Yeah. Well, he was out of the car, yelling and screaming at us before the car even stopped.
Wow!
Like that much of a.
Were you being a menace?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was well deserved.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can imagine, and there's quite a few other stories, and there's actually, I'd like to get these two other blokes that may have been associated with it, I'm not going to drop too much, but a magazine name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to hear that story on here. Absolutely. We could probably put the cone of silence down.
No, it doesn't need to be able to come. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a few stories that haven't aired yet that,
yeah.
If I say it, I think I would rather the boys that were there with me give their explanation of it.
You know what would be good is let's take the podcast gear and do a podcast around a fire.
Yeah, up at the lakes.
Up at the lakes.
I think that's going to happen.
That would be a it'd be some good stories.
Yeah. The getting kicked off Razor Island, the two lads will be there that we're in that group as well.
Right out. Well, let's leave that one alone then, and we'll bring that one out. So.
Yeah, you know, and that will come out. There's going to be lots of stories that will come out.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the time we got kicked off Razor on. That'll come out.
Right out. So I've actually got something here as well.
Have ya?
I've got two things. So we've got a finisher's plate for the Don River.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Yep. So did I. I finished, obviously.
Yeah.
This is Regan's one, so I'm keeping it.
Yep.
I think we sort of hang it up on the wall somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I found in the glove box the other day. This looks like you.
I only just thought of that the other day.
Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that.
That's so good. So that's the name tag on the casket. So when you die, so we went on the Deadass podcast a few episodes. Oh, actually, we haven't aired that one. We went on, about a month ago now?
Yep.
Went on Bryce's podcast, and any guest actually gets a coffin name tag. And of course, yeah, so we've got our coffin name tag for when we die. We're going to have to die together.
Well, wouldn't we?
Well,
why wouldn't you? Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know which way to hang it or anything like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, might be on here with like a little uplift thing or something
like that. Yeah, we'll showcase.
Mate, I think over Christmas, actually, I think we need to get in the studio and
do a bit of
up a bit.
Do a bit of renovation
work. Up.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Start hanging some of this shit up.
All right, that's the go. Mate, I have got I've got a couple of jokes. Have you got any jokes today?
Probably don't.
Did you put any?
No, I actually didn't put anything in there, but you say one, I'll probably, something will come to mind.
Oh, will it now? Joke of the day, joke of the day, it's a party animal, joke of the day, woo! Righto, I'll start with a cracker.
Give it to me.
How do you make a pool table laugh?
No.
You tickle its little balls.
That's shit. I'm not even giving you a joke now because that's that bad.
Oh, come on. Oh, I've got another one.
Give it to me.
Got it. I've got a secondy.
Give it to me.
Why don't vegans ever scream during sex?
Don't know.
Because they don't want to admit they like a little bit of meat inside.
Right out.
There's your vegan joke.
Like I said, actually, one comes to mind now.
Does it?
You said that.
You're
so,
right.
Do you know what vegan means in Aboriginal language? Can't hunt.
Does it?
It does. It does. It's actually Aboriginal for can't hunt.
Can't hunt.
Because that's all they can get is fucking vegetables.
I like it. Oh, I fucking like it.
That was totally made up, by the way, too. That actually doesn't mean that in Aboriginal language. So
yeah, but shout out. But you know, righto, I've got a word of the week. Word of the week. PBS Kids word of the week. Now I've got a word of the week, and it's a.
I always get scared about these. And this, just going.
This is one that I'm going to have to say. If anyone doesn't have a sense of humour, you might
now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm definitely scared.
You might want to not turn off, but maybe fast forward a couple of minutes.
Yeah, if you're actually sitting in the car with the kids and that.
I would definitely fast forward.
Turn off for word of the week, especially if it's Stiffy's word of the week.
Well, this one came in hot from, I'm sure this is from Bundy. Sent me this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you right there?
I'm nervous. Yeah, well, I'm fucking fiddling.
I can hear it.
I'm nervous. I'm playing with a piece of paper because I'm that nervous.
All right. So like this
kicked off Spotify.
Today's word of the week is Castle Greyskull. So Castle Greyskull.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word of the week. Now, when Castle Greyskull comes to your mind...
I'm not going to say the things that come to my mind.
What's your abbreviation or what's your thought process around that word?
I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to say it. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yep.
I'm thinking skull fucking a granny.
Oh, dude, you're pretty close.
I always get pretty close.
You're pretty close.
That's also pretty disgusting.
Yes. It is very disgusting.
It's very disgusting.
All right. So I'm just going to read it.
Yep.
When an older woman takes out her dentures and goes down on you, you pull out and ejaculate on her face, then you throw her dead husband's ashes on her.
Oh,
dude, did ya?
Oh. Where? So that was from Bot from Bundy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's look close. It up. Anyone that doesn't believe me, look up Castle Greyskull.
I cannot. Yeah. It might be someone's fetish.
That's just sick.
That could actually be someone's fetish.
It's a good joke. I like it.
It's not a joke. It's like a word of the week.
It is a word of the week.
Yeah. And that's why I get nervous.
Could you picture something like that happening? Someone doing that?
No. It's not on my fucking Pornhub fucking go-to part.
And look at the photo that comes with it. The young fella just looking sus.
See, that photo to me looks like you want to fill your car up full of diesel, you're going to have to do something. That's what that looks like.
Righto. So there's word of the week. Got another one?
Not a word of the week.
No, I think... I'm actually
sweating.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this was from a customer of mine who showed me his phone, so I took a screenshot of it. It's a dad talking to his son. All right. So, hey, dad. Oh, well, it's a son talking to his dad. Hey, dad, I lost my virginity. And the dad says, what? What? Who? And the young fella says, Sarah next door. And the dad goes, son, that poor girl is mentally retarded. Dad, you told me my first time should be with someone special.
Oh, did ya?
Oh, did ya?
I think we should... that's a shocker. No, it's not. But if you haven't got a sense of humour, it's...
This podcast,
we
not for
actually
you.
Do not mean that. So.
Well, exactly. If you don't have a sense of humor, you can fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah. Go listen to something else.
Also, on the weekend, I was going to bring this up earlier, but on the weekend, I went up Tambourine Mountain and we did the Skywalk. Now, I've never done the Skywalk. Have you done that?
Yep.
So, where you walk out on, yep, and there's a cantilever thing. I did not know there was a little sign up there on the. Did you see that sign?
Who's that, Pablo Escobar? No. It looks like Pablo.
No, so it's Sir Jack Brabham.
Hmm.
So
the racer.
Yeah, the racer. Yeah. So the Formula One world champion. He was the champion in 1959, 1960, and 1966. He was a frequent visitor and a great friend of Skywalk. At his request, his ashes were scattered here by his wife, Lady Margaret Brabham. On 4th of September 2014, so just over 11 years ago, I didn't realise that Sir Jack Brabham was a...
He's spread out over Tambourine.
Over Tambourine, yeah.
Fucking good on you.
And right on that Skywalk thing.
What's your burnt buried?
Burnt.
Burnt?
Ashes.
Ashes, where spread?
I've always wanted to be put at home and like dug a hole, put it home in a hole,
yep.
And then put a tree on top of me. So either a fruit tree or a fucking fig or whatever, a tree. And then I'm going to grow into this.
What sort of tree? Like, I reckon...
I want to be a tree.
Like a... Yeah, not a fruit tree. I'm not fucking... I'm not picking an apple off a stiffy tree and fucking eating it.
Well, there's the thing. If you're going to put a fruit tree...
Not a fruit tree, maybe.
Mate, just a tree.
Maybe a tree.
And if that tree...
What's your favourite tree? Oh. Mine's like a bloody... A bottle tree.
One with fucking leaves and fucking branches.
So when my good mate Phil passed away, we done the memorial ride... We got his ashes and actually tied to the back of one of the BMWs, yep. And we rode through that road that we were going to ride that day and sort of spread him over, and then put some in Tenterfield and stuff like that. So I think some actually got stuck in my eye and maybe my teeth. So, but no one talks about it. Like sort of not a lot of people talk about what you actually want to do.
No,
my wife and I only actually spoke about this probably a couple of weeks ago. I think it was after. Going through the crematorium, I said, burn me straight away.
Yeah. The actual thought of, laying in the ground. So, and I've always thought of this from a younger age, like just getting buried in a hole in a casket, and then, the earth just sort of takes over you and like the earth crushes you and it breaks down, and then all the worms and grubs and shit. It's not like you're just in this void as a human forever.
It's only a vessel.
You turn to pus. It's gross and yucky. Yeah. I would rather be burnt, done in 45 minutes.
Dusted.
Yep. Get Brizy to fucking crush me up. Get him to blend me. Put me on a
shotgun shell. Shoot me off.
Go out with a bang.
Bang.
Yeah, right.
Literally go out with a bang.
So definitely burnt, fucking and done, and then put some ashes somewhere, and then that's me. You know, that's where my family can come and say, well, fucking Stiffy's turned into a tree or whatever. Yep. Something.
Love it.
Talking about trees, the other day when we were up at Mount Tambourine, over the Skywalk, you look down, right? So you're up in the treetop.
Can you press pause, actually? I've got to get to a wee.
Fuck, right,
real bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, eh? So I think this is... Anyway, I don't know what I was talking about. I was talking about up in the treetops, Tambourine Mountain. So we're up on the Skywalk with the birds, the trees. You look at these trees, fucking amazing looking trees and whatnot. And you look down, because you're right up high, and I said to Carmen, I'm like... Where are all the dead trees? Now, think about it for a second. You're in a rainforest that's thousands of years old, right? Thousands of years old.
And some of those trees are thousands of years old. Well, hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of years
hundreds.
Old. Yeah.
And you look down and there was no dead trees. And we're walking around, no dead trees. The only dead trees we really seen was... there was a landslip and trees had fallen over. They hadn't been dead yet. They just fucking fell over because of the landslide. They were still trying to grow. There was, by the time we finished the walk, it was about a fucking 25-minute walk. Right up one section, you look down and yes, I could find some dead trees. But the point is when you look down in a rainforest that's that old, shouldn't there be dead trees everywhere?
That's why it's a rainforest, because those trees go back into the soil and...
Dude, but you imagine one of those big trees,
how long it takes to break down and
become nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where the fuck are the dead trees?
It makes you feel a little bit insignificant, doesn't it?
They're all...
Things have been around for so long.
And like they are big trees. And I'm like, these trees would have to be hundreds of years old. And maybe those dead ones that were dead, it took hundreds and hundreds of years to be... broken down back into the soil or whatever.
Yep.
But it's just amazing where you're like, well, I don't even know why that plopped into my head, but I'm looking down going, the rainforest is so clean. Not clean because there's foliage and whatnot.
Yep.
But it's like there's fuck tons of trees, but where's the dead ones? You know, you got to think about storms and old rotten trees and all that sort of shit, but fucking...
That's deep. That's deep, bro.
That's deep, bro.
Fucking... I don't know
where the dead ones are.
Mate, if you know where the dead ones went, fucking ring in and let us know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the sort of shit that goes through my head.
theladspotty@gmail.com. Where did the dead trees go?
Where did they go?
Well, they've got to rot. It's just that, it's simple. They've got to rot.
They've got to rot?
Yeah.
So you would think over the amount of storms that we have over the last 50 years that there would be some dead trees laying down on the ground, you know, breaking down, and you should be able to see dead trees.
All I can think of is probably don't overthink it and just enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Mm.
Righto.
But you do get fixated on stuff, so.
Moving on. Moving right along.
Have you done the Thunderbolts? Is it the Thunderbolts where they do the big tree climb and the adventure climb?
Is that the Flying Fox one?
It's got flying foxes, zip lines,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's scary.
The Treetop Challenge, I think it's called.
Yeah.
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 It's good fun.
Yeah, there was a kid behind me, he was about 5 or 6, and like he just like I'd be walking across these fucking like rickety fucking tree things, and he'd be just rocking the fuck out of it.
And you know the zip line.
And I told him to fucking pull his head in, and his mother's walking down underneath, and she's giving me a fucking serving. I'm fucking white knuckled, but yeah.
So that's ones that you got the zip line as well?
Yeah, zip line.
Point to point?
Yep.
Fuck, dude. How'd you go with the zip line?
I love zip lining.
Yeah, I do too.
Love it.
I've got a story.
Have you?
Yeah. So when I went from one treetop zip line, and it's kind of like the longest one they've got there, and then you go up to, and you got to sort of catch yourself. You got to sort of grab.
Yep.
And then, you know. Well, I started zip lining. I'm fucking flying. And then you get up and you get right up to the top, and then you sort of got to grab it. Well, I grabbed and then I slipped. So then I was going backwards then. And when you go backwards, you don't have the same speed as what you come down the other way because it's really only one way. So you can't make
it all the way to the end.
So I ended up in the middle.
Yeah, limbo.
And it's like now because I'm fucking, you know, and back then I was a little bit heavier than I was now, over 100 kilos. I've got this fucking 100 kilo body on the zip line and there's probably 20 meters back up to the tree and it's now a fucking steep angle. I'm like, how the fuck do I get up there? So I tried pulling myself.
Did ya? Was it a journey?
Yeah. I tried pulling myself up this rope, right? And I got about 5 meters away and I was done.
Yeah.
I can't make it.
Yeah.
So then there's the staff on the zip line. There's this young fella and he would have been about 14 and ringing wet, he would have been 60 kilos, ringing wet. And he said to me, can't you get here? And I went, nah, bruh, I'm done. And he could see I was fucking done. And he's like, all right, looks like I got to put my big boy pants on. I said, yes, you do. And he's like, righto. So he come down and I think he come down to me and then I think he came over the top of me. So he was behind me.
He came over the top of you?
Yeah, he came over the top of me to come from behind to then,
oh, did he?
to then pull us both.
Oh,
up.
Look, I think you should just fucking stop this story right now. Like he's fucking, I'm he's trying coming to on, he's it. Over the top.
Anyway,
he's, yeah.
So he's now trying to pull himself and me up.
I really think you should fucking stop this story before we fucking.
Anyway, so I'm pulling me, he's pulling him and me up and he's.
And you come over.
The one thing he said was, he said to me, dude, can you just think light thoughts for a minute?
He fat shamed me.
He's like, all right, think light thoughts, think light thoughts, think light thoughts.
Yeah.
While we're pulling each other off. I mean up.
Oh, fucking hell.
Zip lines. You can go get fucked. Anyway, that was because I got to the end and I missed it. I grabbed it, but then I missed it and ended up back in limbo land.
Mm-hmm.
They can go and get fucked.
Yep. Mm. Good story. Needed more dragons.
Fucking hell. The things I do for a potty, bruh.
Mm.
And Willie's going to have a fucking field day with that
Willie
one.
Willie will have a field day. And I think there's a couple others that might actually fucking pipe in on that one too. So
yeah, bring it on. Righto. Bit of motivation today. I've got a clip that probably ties into with the start of potty with a bit of head noise. So I'll fucking just press play.
I came across this quote. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. The three C's of life, choices, chances, and changes. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change.
Absolutely. Just resonated with me today with patience and time.
Yep.
You know, if you've got the patience, everyone's got patience. Sometimes, you know, your patience sometimes can wear thin on things.
Yep.
But you know, if you're patient with whatever stress or whatever shit's going on in your life, they are, that's a very powerful thing. Patience and time.
Choices. Choices are the big thing. Like, there's a couple of things. It was even only last week where I was a little bit cranky, a little bit everything else, and I go, I can make this. It could have fucked the whole day, but I chose to fucking go down the other path, and it was a great day.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can change things. So
absolutely, choices, chances, will make it and change.
Yeah.
Of course, because if you don't change something that you're doing, you're just going to repeat what's happening in your life and rah rah rah.
What's the saying is, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a change.
A different result. Correct. So, yeah, mate, that's me. Done. So, happy fucking Monday, even though this is going to probably drop for you lads and lasses out there on a Thursday, Friday, something like that, whatever. Happy fucking Thursday, Friday, and have a great fucking weekend coming up. And I think, what are we doing now? It's middle of September. It's the 22nd, so we've only got a couple. How's September just been a fucking blur already?
Where did it go?
Fuck's sake.
I want to find out where it went. But yeah, so we've got this weekend coming, and then the next weekend is the Lakes.
Correct.
So yeah.
I'm off to Double Island and then back up the sunny coast.
Fucking go get it. I don't think I'll be doing much this weekend, but I will get fucking out of my head, and I will definitely get into the shed if I'm at home.
Get a bit shit done.
And try to get some shed shit done.
Well, I'm the stiff man, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
See you, bye. Come on, let's go.